RepublicBroadcasting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. Turn it on. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. 1-800-313-9443. We have two callers online, but first I want to finish this off. That reference to California and Jerry Brown down there, the textbooks will include references to famous gay celebrities and public figures, as well as the various sexual choices a gay person has. I don't need my kids to even worry about what gay celebrities are or the public figures and who they're playing or diddling and stuff like that. Hell, I love Perry Mason. Doesn't mean I sat there and delved into the lifestyle of Raymond Burr and how he bought his boyfriend an island. But you hear this all the time. It's like something stupendous. Anyway, Art Off the Grid. Welcome to the show. Good evening.
Hi, how you doing this evening?
You sound like you're on shortwave, but go ahead.
Maybe because I just don't have my teeth in at the moment. I don't know.
Well,
seriously, though, first-time listener. Just tuning into you for the first time. I'm familiar with Republic Broadcasting for several years now, but it's the first time I've had a chance to listen to you. You got to talking about when you were in school, and it made me think back to my experience, which was a little unique because I grew up in Springfield, Massachusetts during the 60s and 70s, so I survived the race riots and all of that kind of craziness was going on. And I remember going to junior high school, seventh grade, in the mid-1970s, and I struggled with virtually every subject except for lunch and recess. And I was a horrible student. I got terrible grades, everything, and we never could figure out what the problem was, because I wasn't stupid by any means. And then we moved to Georgia, to a small little bitty town, and I'm not kidding you. It was like stepping back into like a Little House on the Prairie because the school literally was in the Baptist church. And it was a small town. That was the school, was in the Baptist church. And we had two teachers all day long. There was no physical education or anything like that. It was literally eight hours of arithmetic, reading, writing, science, biology, social studies, world history,
right.
Geography. This was what we studied. And it was amazing the difference between a large public school in Springfield, Massachusetts, with thousands of students, and a small country town where the teachers actually had time with the students to really get to know the students, really get to connect with them. And it made such a difference in my education. And, you know, if we could just get back to that, I think that would go a long way toward benefiting our children, because these school systems today really suck.
Well, yeah, but see, you got to remember, though, Art, that the fact is we are presented everything, whether it's the news or anything like that, in their playwright script. We become not eyewitnesses of things, but we're ear witnesses. We always hear what we're supposed to be doing. instead of knowing what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, if you want to get into biblical stuff, it's like the Bible says that it's written in your heart. Everyone knows good from bad. And if they are taught something else under nationalism or patriotism, that it's okay to go over somewhere else and bomb millions of people to death and justify it because it's for your freedom, I mean, that's wrong. Did I lose you? Hello, hello. Yeah, like I said, it sounds like he was on the radio when I first talked to him. Are you still there, Art? Okay, I guess we lost you there, Art. Thanks for calling in, though, and I appreciate your input to it, okay? Anyway, go ahead and take Ivan over there in Ohio, since he's using a fictitious name. Go ahead, Ivan.
Hey, Bayless. He said erector. Yeah. Talking about your erectors, then, huh? Hey, what's going on?
Not much here, Mike. How's things in Ohio?
Oh, fucky as always. My son just found out he's losing his roommate after he just got a new car. Joy to the world there.
Well, misery breeds contempt.
Yeah. Art was talking about how crappy the schools were. It's just, I was saying that was horrible.
Well,
oh, yeah. Lord, God. I hated it. I saw it for what it was, indoctrination. You know?
Yeah, well, like say, when you're in your youth like that, you read you learn your basic reading, writing, and arithmetic. When you get into high school, I took up on geology and or geography, I should say, and the portion towards people, and then I started realizing, unlike most Americans, where they couldn't point out a single state over in some European country there, but if you know anything about the U.S. Wars and everything, you can darn near pinpoint on a globe exactly where the United States is attacked and the people that have died, everything. And it's like, is that what this country should be known for, is the amount of destruction they have done in other countries, allegedly for our national security, which is only for corporate profits?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's just terrible. I'm getting to where I'm just like, I'm ready to throw in the hat because it just seems like nobody's listening. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody's waking up. It's very frustrating.
Well, Mike, I thought it was apathy myself, but it isn't apathy. It's because people don't want to change because of that lifestyle that they're in.
Yeah.
To think of austerity.
Yeah, they don't want to change. You're exactly right. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
Remember, with austerity, say you're on Social Security or disability or something like that, and you get a set amount of monies for the month like that, you have to learn to live within that means. And you don't go into debt. You don't do any of that crap like that. You cut out going to the movies. You cut out driving down the river or whatever like that, you know. But
get
you learn to live
cable.
Within that. Yeah. Yeah, get rid of your cable, all that stuff like that, you know. But today people have this obsessive urge, as my mom used to say, having it all and having it now, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what people are so hooked on. It's a consumer greed world. And, of course, if you haven't got the latest iPhone or Samsung or something like that, you're not really in with it, you know. If you don't have the latest Game Boy,
I watch my dad drowned in debt his whole life, you know, and he should have had anything he wanted to, but he let those people sucker him into that credit,
mm-hmm.
and you know he lived way beyond his means. You know, I think what was it when he died out there in California? I mean, heck, he had $40,000 pension, or not a pension, but an insurance policy. And he didn't even want to get that. They made him get it. But, you know, and he signed it over to my priest brother, and of course he divvied it up. I think I saw a grand out of it. I don't really want any of it, but, you know, it was just awful. I mean, the guy was a computer programmer, for crying out loud. And he worked 3 jobs. He was never home, you know, because of the debt, you know.
Yeah.
It's designed really that way. Like,
you know, go out and get a new car so that you're locked down in the 4 to 10 years, whatever they're writing the leases or loans for nowadays, you know. And that way it keeps you to the point where, like I said, back in the old days when we had the strong unions that protected us, we had full-time jobs, We had full-time dental, everything like that. But nowadays, they've got it to where you can't just turn to your boss and say, hey, F off or something like that and walk out the door, because that might be the job that takes away your apartment, your house, your car repossessed. And, of course, the stain on your credit, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's happened to me, I don't know how many times.
Yeah, know, like over in Britain 2 years ago.
I'm too hard-headed. I always have been.
Yeah.
I'm just way too hard-headed.
Yeah.
I think that's why I didn't get the last job. What were you going to say now?
In Britain in 2015, they started making people force sale their homes to pay off unsecured credit card debt. And that means that the person, if they can't, I mean, like here, if you short sale your home, you have to pay the taxes between what the selling price was and what the original estimate was.
Mm-hmm.
So you lose, see. Wow. But the point, now you're forced out into the streets because you had to sell your home. And, of course, apartments today aren't cheap, you know.
Yeah. Welcome to the fascist states of America.
Yep, yep. But there's always someone else to point at as being more evil than who's running your government.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Get Russia!
It's always
China! Now it's ISIS and al-Nusra and who else was that? I remember watching Nightline back in the day, you know, in the 80s, right when that Iran hostage. I mean, I was a kid. I was still in, like, elementary school.
Uh-huh.
But I had a TV in my bedroom, so I always watched Nightline before I went to bed. And I remember that, you know, and then them showing Afghanistan in the 80s and Osama bin Laden and calling them freedom fighters and all that junk. And, you know, and here we are, you know, years later, same bunch of crap over and over again.
I was just reading.
You know?
Patty had posted in the chat room. Patty had posted in the chat room, if the economy gets any better, I will eat my dog's food.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I went on a diet one time. And, you know, like you've seen The Road Warrior where Mad Max is eating the dog or the dog food.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I starved myself so much one time. I start salivating over a can of cat food, and you get hungry enough, you'll eat anything. So
my great uncle Kenneth during the Great Depression used to eat canned dog food.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have two of his books here that he had written when he was alive there, but. Boy, the one on communism, I tell you, he nailed that right down to a T about what he saw back in 63, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh, like I say,
up here in Montana, though, you got to remember, when people live out of the cities and stuff and they can see from a clearer distance, I mean, even the town that's about 15 miles from me, I noticed last night that there's a hue in the sky from their lights now. Before, we never saw that. It was so dark. You could look at the stars at night and see them glowing. Yeah. You could look at the northern lights and as they came out of Canada and stuff, you know. But we here in the country have more time to relax, to see things as they go by. It's kind of like watching a guy pulling a trailer with a bunch of horses or something like that. They're not unique to us, but we see them, you know. We just.
I always love going down to my grandma's. You know? Oh, my gosh. It's a different world down there, you know. Yeah, you know, but when you get down in the hills and stuff, it's totally different. It's slow pace. I like to take everything at a pace. I hate rushing. It's just like there's something that nothing that irks me more is when I got to rush.
Well, that's why I tell you, you should get a nice lazy dog there and get rid of those cats you got.
That's sacrilege. Poor little babies. How could you talk about my little baby and that evil Milo training him to eat cats?
No, he's not trained.
You got all my memes I said to you, my doggy memes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I didn't train Milo for that, but I did train Uma. She's yet to get one yet. We'll keep praying.
Yeah, Keith will be going like this pretty soon. These aren't the cats you're looking for. Come join the dark side.
Well, I told Mike, you have to realize though that kittens make good northern pike bait. You just put a little styrofoam on their belly and they flop around out there in the river. And
He's telling me kittens need to make good northern pike bait. Can you believe that? Shame,
all right.
Shame.
You got anything else? You got anything else?
No, that's it. So.
All right, well, tell Sue hi. You guys have a good evening there, okay?
Okay. Tell Granny hi. So.
All right, I will. Although I will admit out here on the radio or the internet here that I don't have very many friends there because none of them, no one I email with sends many porn links. I mean, that's how bad things are really getting in this country.
Yeah, it's going to pot before my very eyes. It's just like, it's horrible. So.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you run
you
on.
Take care. Well, you'll see you later there. All right.
All right.
Now, speaking about freedoms, you know, we're always constantly, like I said, I mentioned earlier, always constant bombardment of all how the veterans have helped our freedoms and stuff. And I gave out a little bit of the NSA, the back-doored Wi-Fi devices they're using. But there's a good article there, an activist post that talks about how smart devices are snitching on owners and rewriting the criminal justice system. And I remember it wasn't too long ago, I was reading a story about how, I believe it was Alexa, where this artificial intelligence, had heard raised voices of a girl and a guy fighting. I don't know whether they're married or not. But anyway, 911 was called. And now I see they've got a preamble of two new other devices that will be in-home listening stations so that they can monitor everything in your home. When you get old as I am, you might think of one of those medical pendants where you carry it around your neck or on your arm, and if you fall down, you can press it for help. But these things are on 24/7, just like there's a YouTube video of this Alexa where this little kid says, six, and the Alexa started responding by naming off all these different pornographic things such as dildos and stuff like that, and the mother went crazy. And it was all because the child said six. I guess it meant that it meant sex. But this is what the access of a kid would have to some of these things, as well as the dolls and stuff, which have been reported to be able to spy on your children. Why is it that they want to know everything your child is doing? Or the schools that have had their laptops that the kids check out and their laptops run their videos from their private bedrooms and stuff. God knows what a 13-year-old or 14-year-old boy is doing or older or whatever some girl is doing in their own home bedroom, but that's being piped back to a local school. What is it with a country that has to monitor its people so much like that? Are they that afraid? Well, of course they are. That's why during Obama's administration, they started talking about instantly raising the walls, the barricades around the White House. They drive around in those limos that look like MRAP vehicles. I mean, they are paranoid, and that's why they're spying on everything that the American people are doing. I bet you they're probably tracing every time two cell phones get together to do some kind of a backgrounds check to see who the different parties are that are meeting, you know. But this rewriting of the criminal justice system is something where several cases over the last few years have focused on the data transmitted within the modern smart home. And it's not your refrigerator telling it you open the door too many times. It's other things. But it goes on to talk about how this the dimension of the police completely reconstructing a crime scene based upon data received or collected from a residence or other various connected devices, you know. Just like I had mentioned here a couple weeks ago where this kid was sitting there in the restaurant talking to his friends. And as he was talking, his gestures accidentally tripped his little smartwatch, but it was Bluetooth to his telephone, which had just enough signal to get out to make a 911 call. It had some kind of emergency button on his watch. And of course, trying to call back the phone was impossible there. So, your police were dispatched. And of course, something could have gone wrong there, you know. Repeatedly pressing this 911 button with no answer because it wasn't receiving the signal from the cell tower, but had just enough energy to send the 911 call, or maybe that's built into the phone system. But you say we have to look at ourselves and realize that everything we're doing is being monitored, and of course that monetization, and I'm not talking about money, where they can use through lawfare, things against you, especially against activists and whatever,
You hear John talking about how an ex-host or whatever had went to jail. I mean, we're at the point now where even Facebook says it's deleting accounts at the directions of the United States and Israeli government. I mean, does that talk about freedoms and these what these military veterans have fought for? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get, and you wanna.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on.
Welcome back. I was going to comment here. You know, they keep ranting and raving about the stock market being up. And, of course, the stock market, as I mentioned, only benefits the rich. You don't see the poor have thousands of shares or whatever like that, you know. But President Trump keeps alluding to the great false economy that we have, just like Obama alluded to the great false economy that we had, and prior presidents have all alluded to the great false economy that we have. But two major companies that publicly announced large bonuses for their employees after the passage of this tax bill have now announced that thousands will be laid off, or into the thousands have been laid off at the same time. And, of course, as I mentioned before, this is the same premise that whenever you lay someone off, it may be the only job they have, and especially if these big corporations, they probably were full-time jobs. And they can't just go to another place and get a job just like that because no one's hiring because, as you see, they're all laying people off. But again, potential apartment losses, foreclosures of homes, repossessed vehicles, and, of course, a credit hit to your credit history as you default because everything is tracked. It's just amazing what is going on in this country. And these corporations, the corporate takeover of America is inevitable, you know, unless people do things about it. And, of course, a lot of that is through boycotting and just take a company out of business. So you lose 2,000 employees, better them than the rest of the world. Kind of like Star Trek, you know. But anyway, Tommy in Tennessee. Good evening, Tommy. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, good evening, Keith. Just fine, a little chilly, Willie. And how about yourself? I bet you're pretty cold over there.
Well, we've had a mild winter here, but we had a lot of snow, though, and it just started to melt. I had an ice dam on my roof, and I had it leaking on the inside of the ceiling here and had to get out there with a hammer and start banging off the ice. It was 5 to 6 inches thick from the 17 or so inches of snow we had. And now we're supposed to be getting more snow, but we had a good thaw today, which was good, and the big 6-foot icicles were dropping off the roof like spears.
Yeah. Hate when that happens.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I shouldn't complain anyway. It's been cold here too, everywhere. When you listen to you going over some things there, the reason that I see that all this encroachment and this pressure on all these policies they write for the further subjugation, encroachment, and restrictions and limitations. It's a slow, very slow process that has come upon us where we're recognizing more and more and more, but they've been at this for a number of years as the population grew and became more aware so that they wouldn't wake up and rebel against the tyranny being perpetrated against us. So the reason for it, though, as I see it clearly in my mind, is that the fiction government is fiction.
Yeah.
It can only duplicate itself. Fiction begets fiction. Real men and women, real people, can reproduce themselves and have babies. A fiction can't. A fiction needs a real man or a real woman to make itself look real, to validate itself. And so it has to scare us and encroach upon us to get a reaction out of us, to catch us off guard, to dumb everybody down and make everybody brain dead stupid with the TV and all the pharmaceuticals and the poison in the food. And a slow process so that you're just born into it and we don't know otherwise.
Yeah, Tommy, as I've mentioned before, I have gigabytes, and I mean gigabytes of old war reels and stuff. But one of the best ones I've ever watched, other than the promo on the top of the hours here, is the fact that when they ask how Hitler came to power, most people replied it was like water dropping on a granite rock. You don't notice it, but over time, the loss of one liberty adds up to the loss of another liberty.
Right.
And of course, by the time you recognize it, it has been too late.
Yeah, the Chinese torture test, right.
Yeah. I got a break coming up. If you want, I'll hold you over, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Right.
We'll be right back. You're listening On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on RBN Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Ken and I are chatting in the chat room there. And you have to remember, Ken admits that he's easily distracted. He has 2 computers to work with down there. And I think he's been compartmentalized into a cell or something. And it has tiny lights, he says. Okay. Probably matters incidental to youth. But anyway, Patty in Missouri. Good evening, Patty, or Granny, as we call you. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, Ken explained it to me. He's busy.
Yeah. Well,
he's got plans. He said he had a lot of jobs to do all at once and working on the website.
Well, if he's mishandling his dog in any way, I'll get upset. But hey, well, what's on your mind, young lady?
Well, I was just took a look at the chat room. I tell you what's on my mind, and it really, really bugs me to think that this is supposed to be a country that has free speech.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I sure do. Look at how many times our friends have gotten deleted, banned on Twitter, all this stuff like that. And all we're doing is just talking about, you know, what gets me about that, Patty, is if I want to get out here and talk about aliens and government cover-up, you don't see these two channels on YouTube and stuff getting pulled. No, they're out there full bore. But you talk about actual corruption, there you go. Boom.
Right. Or the holo hoax. You know, I was talking to this guy, and I was speaking truth.
Yeah.
And what I did was I posted that meme or that document showing the Red Cross, the actual count of all people, not just Jews, who died in those German work camps. And they didn't die from gas chambers. They died from typhus and starvation because the ignorant Brits and United States bombed all the supply railroads.
That's right.
That brought supplies into those camps.
And you can witness that.
So actually, the United States and Britain killed those people.
You can wiki it, and it says that the number one cause of death in World War II was typhus.
Right. And then, of course, they had Zyklon B, but that was not the gas people. That was to delouse. They had delousing rooms to kill the lice, to keep it from killing people.
Well, as I was going to say, Patty, about the swamp, when you're presented with truths and stuff that you actually have to, I mean, in your own heart, look at and say, I have to accept that this is actual fact and I've been lied to all my life. Many people can't do that. They just can't take the fact that they've been lied to.
The only time I got mad for being lied to is when my dad, I was 12 years old, and my daddy walked in from the back porch and he had cake on his mouth that I had left for Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I got mad.
But you realize he was Santa Claus.
Right. I said, Dad, you've been lying to me all these years.
Yeah.
You know. But it's amazing to me. I mean, I got locked out of my account for 24 hours for stating the truth. Because a Zionist was trying to tell me that the International Red Cross didn't have any access to those camps. You know, yes, they did.
Yep.
To the German camps, they did. Of course, the Bolsheviks and the Chica wouldn't let them into the Gulag camps because that's where the real murdering was going on.
Yeah, well, I know they did because I watched Hogan's Heroes, and remember, Hogan was always going to threaten to return a Klink into the Red Cross.
Yeah. But, you know, here we are in the United States. Our Constitution gives us freedom of speech. Now, that includes speech that offends people.
Yeah.
If my speech offends you, deal with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Patty, I will say this, though, in lieu of what we're speaking about, like I say, with last week's show with Gilead Otzman on here, there are Jews and or former Jews, like over in Israel right now, the never-ending protest of the people in large numbers protesting Netanyahu over his corruption, and they're out in the streets. And do you see any of that here in the United States? No.
No, and you don't see that on the news either.
No, that's right. Nor do you see the images or videos of the thousands of rabbis that denounce Zionism.
Right. And yeah, and see, that's it. The Zionists, they hate anti-Zionist Jews. And that's what was going on in World War II. The Zionists were helping round up the anti-Zionist Jews and throwing them in the camps. But there were many other people, Catholics, criminals, the disabled. Yep. There were a lot of other ethnicities in those camps,
sure.
Not just Jews. But to hear them tell it, the Zionists, you know, the reason they got to keep this big myth lie going is because without it, Israel has no legitimacy.
Well, yeah, and what gets me about the whole thing is whenever I see, you know, and yeah, I admit many Jews died, but, you know, when you always hear about this Holocaust, what about the Holocaust of the Japanese with Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where those people were burned to death?
What about the Bolshevik Jews who killed 66 plus million Russians, mostly Christians? What about the Holodomor?
Yep, Armenia. What about the Iraqis? What about the Vietnamese?
Right.
You know,
but to hear the Zionists tell it, they're the only ones that's ever been, well, show of businesses is, there's no business like show of business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're drawing these reparations off of Germany and other countries. And now it's just a continual, if you're a descendant, you keep. I mean, it's pathetic what it is. But what I really called him to talk about was this, anytime you criticize Israel or Zionism or speak any truth on any social media platform,
right,
you're immediately labeled a Nazi or a self-hating Jew, or you're tagged for hate speech. And now these Zionists are getting laws passed in the United States of America to keep us from speaking truth.
Right.
And that just, I'm not going to go there. I told you earlier in the year, you know, about what I was about ready to do. But, you know, that's amazing how 2% of the population, 2% of the population controls the narrative in this country.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with control of the media.
If you deviate from that narrative, you're going to pay the price.
Yep.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, when everyone controls everything, I mean, you can limit information. Of course, anything that's derogatory towards you. Hold on a second, Patty.
Okay.
I'm waiting for some firewood to get delivered here, and the guy's just texting me here saying he's on his way. He's kind of late, but anyway, he's on his way. So anyway, got that taken care of. Anyway, but like I say, like I told Gilead Otzman there, that my Jewish friends and stuff do not like what's going on because they realize what's coming, because it will turn people against one another. And I just can't believe that, like, racism and all the stuff that's being turned up like that it's only going to affect a certain amount of people, usually the civilians and stuff, and these elite will live on in their castles and stuff, and they don't care.
Right. The thing is, Keith, what the Zionists are doing, they're hiding behind Jews that have nothing to do with their rhetoric or with their what they believe, what they're pushing.
Yeah, and they all admit that they're not even religious.
That's right, and these Jews are scared to death that what Netanyahu and those crazies are doing, and the settlers, you know, that they're going to unleash hell on the anti-Zionist Jews, which I wouldn't doubt that's what happens, because the same thing happened in World War II. And these Zionist Jews, they don't care about ordinary Jews. They could care less. And so I just wanted to get my little rant in there, because I think until this country, until the people in this country stand up together as one people, and stop letting these Jews like George Soros and all these crazies pay them to keep us divided.
We're being divided. Yeah, but Patty, why isn't he in jail? Everyone knows. I mean, Hungary's got an arrest warrant out for him.
Why isn't Obama in jail? He's violating the Logan Act. Why isn't Hillary in jail? If anybody else had done what these people have done, they would be under the jail.
Yeah, well, even the Lugar Obama bill, which Obama co-sponsored, and Army knows he's a terrorist. Clear definition of treason.
Right, and many of them have committed treason against their own country.
Yeah.
And I don't see any of them going to jail yet.
Nope. They're the jet set. We're supposed to admire them. Like I say, even this thing of the Jerry Brown, you know, we're supposed to sit there and salivate at these checkout stands of these National Intruder type magazines, wondering about the lifestyles of someone else. Who gives a rat?
I don't care what anybody else is doing, as long as they're not interfering in my life.
Yeah.
I have enough to deal with in my own life. And so I just want to live in peace. That when I can't get on social media and voice either facts or my opinions like everybody else is doing, and I get punished for it, they got my attention then. And I'm not I don't lay down easily. And I'm sure not going to lick anybody's boots, which that's what the United States of Israel is now. They own the Congress. They're overrepresented on the Supreme Court. And now, thanks to Jared Kushner, the little Zionist B-I-T-T-Y, has opened the back door. So now Netanyahu has direct access to the White House.
Sure.
So now they have total control of this government. And if the people don't stand up and do something about it and us put a stop to it, we're toast.
Well, that's it, you know, Patty, that's just like listening to the United Nations where they say they strongly condemn someone's actions. Why isn't a UN peacekeeping force over there as thousands are getting bombed? And this just isn't, I mean, this just isn't Israel. Like the Saudi-led U.S. economic interest over in Saudi-led coalition in Yemen there at the expense of millions of Yemenis. Why isn't there a UN?
They're Jews. They're Jews.
Yep.
They're all Zionists. That's the problem.
Yep.
International Zionism is controlling everything. And, of course, they got the Jesuits working with them, too.
Yep. It's like
saying, so I'm not a happy camper. I never thought I would live to see this country flushed down the drain like it has since 9/11. It's amazing. And now everybody wants to hop on the Trump train. Well, look what Bush boy did.
Yep, sure did.
Look what Obama did. You know?
All right, Patty, I have another caller here, so I don't want to get close to a break here. But, hey, I do appreciate you calling in, and I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, I will talk to you. Catch you on Twitter, big guy.
All right, my best to you, okay? All right,
okay,
Tommy in Tennessee.
Taking the call.
Yeah, tell Al hi. Tommy in Tennessee, good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I must have lost you over there. I just was trying to finish up my point before that break over there. But anyway, I was getting to this encroachment. The reason is that the fiction has to make itself look real, and it can't animate itself. It has to scare and threaten people into contracting with the with the fiction in this manner, and so to keep monetizing the birth certificate, name, and driver's license to get the consent of the real people, not knowing how they're getting the consent. Anyway, I wanted to jump over there for a minute. With what your last caller was saying, we have free speech. We don't have free speech. Dead people cannot speak. The Constitution does not apply to the people. It's a private club, and we're not in it. And people keep trying to talk back to a fiction government that cannot answer. And it's a negative reptilian agenda on high. And a lot of people just coming into this knowledge is very, very,
dark and deep, and like we were saying earlier, people don't want to change, even if the change is better, because it's unfamiliar and uncomfortable. And they're already in a routine. Illuminati got them, everybody, all nice and comfortable and cozy and everything. And they give it to you, and they take it away. They give it to you, and they take it away. They tell you, hey, you have free speech, but you don't, because they're not really talking to us. So people keep trying to answer back in, in the wrong way. And this is how they're losing it. And they don't understand it. It's too bizarre.
Tommy, it's like these free speech zones, as they call them, where the members of these leaders of these countries, and there's G20 and their other G or whatever like that, or I should say G, But anyway, they're forcing the protesters and stuff away from everything because they don't want to see you. Just like your politicians. You vote for them once, and then you watch the exact opposite happen from what they just promised to do. They don't care about you. It's for corporations, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, fiction is fiction, and it's very strange. There's no money. It's only credit, and the people are the creditors. And so it's very, very, the use of the fraudulent use of the fiction language, the fraudulent use of the conveyance of a fiction language. Like, for example, anytime you see the word order, on your bank check, right. That word order actually means contract. The government has to, it's paid to the contract of the straw man. Have you ever noticed the, for example, on a bank check where you sign your name, the line where you sign your name?
Yeah, my break's coming up here.
Do you know that?
I understand. My break is coming up here, Tommy. Let me hold you over here because I got to get to a couple of news stories here. But go ahead and finish right after the break here, okay?
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
We're talking with Tommy in Tennessee. Tommy, I need you to kind of finish up, okay? Because I have a couple of stories I'm going to get out before the end of the show here, okay?
Uh-huh.
You there, Tommy? Finish up what you were saying, okay?
Okay, yeah. I was saying that, you know, the line that you sign your name on a bank check. Have you ever looked
right.
at that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at it? You've looked at it?
Yeah, over the years I have, yes.
With a magnifying glass?
Well, no, not a magnifying glass, but I'm sure there's, that's to me is like signing something and putting a box around it to where you only vouch for what's within your signature.
No, you need to get a strong magnifying glass and look at it because it says something. It's not an actual line, okay?
Yeah.
It says authorized signature all the way across. It's micro print. Mm-hmm. What you're doing when you sign a check is that you're authorizing those boys to monetize the hell out of your signature,
right.
and they adding a whole bunch of zeros to the back end of whatever you just wrote, and
right.
The matrix of illusion, our life is a contract with ourselves. To
right.
And the matrix of illusion was set up on purpose, intentionally, as an experiment to help us grow and evolve eventually, that we could lift ourselves up out of it. The matrix is set up in order to contract with real people in order to steal our time, so we didn't have that actual time to fulfill our own individual contract
right.
with ourselves. And that's why everybody is, you know, we're all kind of messed up in ways. But anyway, I'll let you go for now. And
all right, my best
to
you, Tommy, and thanks for sharing that with us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. 11 Saudi royals have been arrested for protesting against their austerity over there. And, of course, this is from what the Saudis are doing. And, of course, on the cusp of this, Donald Trump is removing money from Pakistan, again, alleging this terrorism ties. But then we find out that China is building its second overseas military base there in Pakistan. So maybe, Trump's actually cutting Palestinian aid, the Pakistanian aid for that reason. We know that, as we were talked about before, that when Rome fell, all of its little vassal states fell. And we know what the ties to Pakistan the United States has had, as well as their intelligence firms, as well as through 9/11 and all this other stuff. But anyway, there was another story that broke here that I can't confirm yet because everything is based on informants and they're not named. But it talks about the U.S. Getting ready to Donald Trump there to set up some kind of a national guard or some kind of a martial law here. And that would be interesting there because a lot of this was set up through the former President Barack Obama in Congress where they, they're just stacked with the shields for Israel and stuff. But but it talks about the FEMA camps, and that article is on geopolitics.co if you like to look it up there. But he keeps talking about, Trump keeps talking about this purge and stuff, and it makes you wonder what's going on. And again, an Israeli playwright said that if you've got any criticism of Israel, you're not allowed to exist. And that's from Haaretz News over there. Anyway, that's the end of our show. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio. Thank you, Kenneth, in the control room and all those in the chat group. And we'll catch you next week here on Frequency with Keith Rogers. Have a good evening.
Talk radio. The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up loud as it'll go. Turn it up as loud as it
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.